News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number three. Busy, busy hour we have here for you, where we'll be talking about, we got a weekend movie preview coming up at 6:50, of course. And then we've got your today's sign of the apocalypse. We got so many other things going on here. So let's get started with the top three stories, first of all. So with top three stories, we've got the... January 6th committee has officially subpoenaed President Trump. They've set up the date for November 14th as well. I'm reading, apparently Trump may challenge this, and if he does, then they will have a legal battle from the January 6th committee to Trump. I don't really know. I don't really think he can get out of the subpoena. I mean, he could try, but I don't see how he could get out of it. I don't know. It'd be interesting to kind of see what happens with all that. The other story is Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, has announced a ban on or a freeze on all handgun sales, transfers of handguns, basically indefinitely right now. I'm sure there's going to be legal battles up there. But he said fewer guns means safer communities, which has not been true anywhere, but okay, whatever. It's Canada. What are you going to do? And then the U.S. budget deficit has plunged the biggest drop in a year that basically ever, I believe. And it's mainly because the COVID spending finally just stopped. The COVID spending stopped, so that has now caused the deficit to drop down to $1.38 trillion. Oh my gosh. I don't know how this doesn't... I don't know how this isn't the biggest story out there. I mean... If there was a business, I don't care if it's Amazon or Microsoft or Apple or Google, if there was a business like that that said, we're running a budget deficit of about $1 trillion a year, people would lose their minds. They would sell their stocks so quickly, like your head would snap. Like, I'm getting out of this. Jeez, it's going to take a while to overturn that. Yet we just do it over and over and over and over. And now this is a good thing. Oh, it dropped. It's only $1.38 trillion now. $38 trillion? Holy cow. It's 12 zeros. 12 zeros in a trillion. And that's a lot of zeros. And I'm just like, are you kidding me with this? We have that much overspending. And one of the scary things is when you start looking at the budget stuff and you realize how much of our spending is going towards interest now on previous loaned debt. It's unsustainable. I don't see how it could continue to go. I think I shared this one time before. I'll go share it again. One of the reasons why I actually was hoping that President Donald J. Trump would get reelected is because I really felt like he's the only person who could probably be in the president's position who, if he was elected the second time, so he knows, this is it. I got 4 years. I can't get reelected again. You know, this is it. This is my last hurrah. That he would be the only one who would go, so, since I can't get elected again, since I'm not worried about getting reelected, tell you what. The deficit is gone. The debt is gone. The national debt gone. And everybody was like, wait, what do you mean it's gone? Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, we have no more debt. I'm just clearing it. Clearing the books. And then you have people like China going, but we're owed money. Well, okay, what are you going to do? I mean, like, he's the only president I could see who would do that. Like, so we got to fix America, America first. And the first thing is, we're going to go ahead and just get rid of the national debt. People, oh, really? How are you going to do that? You're going to increase revenue? You're going to cut some spending? No, no, no. I'm just saying we're going to cut it. It's gone. And people are like, wait, what? Like, he's the one president I can see who could do that. By the way, our national debt is now at $31 trillion and rising. So just in case you want to know where that stands. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 has cleared up, so I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola moving nicely. Still seeing delays as you move out of Pensacola towards Pace on Highway 90. This is due to construction being starting on the bridge, so seeing some heavy delays in the eastbound direction on Highway 90. It has construction crews have been shifting eastbound traffic to westbound bridge going over Simpson Road. So keep that in mind, but it's one lane open if you're heading eastbound. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, let me just share this part. Yesterday, one of the big stories, of course, I was getting a little bit heated. I admit, I was getting a little bit heated about the CDC recommending the COVID-19 vaccine to be on the immunization schedule for children to attend school. State attorney generals they've just penned a letter. The state attorney generals, it's basically led by Louisiana state attorney general. They have sent a letter that basically says, basically encouraging the CDC to reverse their recommendation to include the COVID-19 vaccine on child immunization lists. The letter reads, states have traditionally relied heavily on these lists to inform their vaccination policies. As a result, in many states, your decision is unnecessary and subjects children to retaliation for their parent or guardian's decisions to decline this vaccination. They argue that the immunization list protects against viruses that have killed millions of children over the years, unlike COVID-19, which does not pose the same danger to kids as polio or measles, nor does the vaccine provide the same protection. Quote, while most vaccines prevent the vaccinated individual from getting the disease in the first place and stop the spread of the disease, the COVID-19 vaccine does neither. So then they go on and talk about how it could do more harm to their health, etc. So the letter was signed by attorneys general from Louisiana, Missouri, Alabama, Montana, Arizona, Nebraska, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Florida, South Carolina, Indiana, and Texas. So yes, both Alabama and Florida's attorney generals have signed on to this letter. I am very surprised it wasn't more attorneys general signed on to this. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. One last story here for you. Last hour, we were talking about top stories on FoxNews.com. Barilla, the pasta maker, is being sued for mislabeling, for mismarketing, because they say Italy's number one pasta. And they're being sued because they're not made in Italy. They're made in New York and Iowa. And so they're saying, that's deceptive. I wouldn't have bought your pasta if I knew it wasn't made in Italy. Well, first of all, they're probably going to win this lawsuit. Barilla is probably going to win the lawsuit because they didn't say they were made in America or made in Italy. They're saying they're Italy's number one pasta. And now what they might be challenged to do is prove that you're Italy's number one pasta. But yet they could also say, well, based on our internal studies, when we did a blind taste test with people, you know, they'll have a way to do it and they'll probably win. But that being said, somebody texted in, just wait till these people find out where moon pies are made from. What? Moon pies aren't from the moon? Outrageous! That is funny, actually. That's very good. Moon pies, number one dessert on the moon. People are like, what? They don't even eat those on the moon? They're not from the moon? said these guys. I thought for sure Neil Armstrong getting off there. One small step for man, one giant step for mankind. What is this? This is some sort of dessert up here. I'm going to bring this back to the world. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, Top Trending News. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, we still got some time. 850-437-1620. Come up in about 25 minutes. We'll have your weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts on the movie Black Adam as that came out in the theater this weekend. And so I'll share my thoughts about that coming up here in about 25 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, first, Bobby, a quick update on that bank robbery situation. Pensacola police have released photos now of the man wanted for robbing that Wells Fargo bank on Bayou Boulevard. The man described as a white male with short brown hair, brown eyes. During the robbery, he was wearing a light gray jacket and a black mask. Again, police still investigating, but the good news here is nobody was hurt, no weapon displayed during this robbery, and we're going to try to share those photos to our News Radio Facebook page here in a couple of minutes. Insurance premiums are expected to go up for a whole lot of Floridians next year. Citizens Property Insurance says they're thinking that their price is going to go up by about 30% next year. The last resort insurer says that they believe Hurricane Ian is going to cost them up to $2.6 billion. And Bobby, Pensacola's hometown heroes on their way to Jacksonville for the weekend. The Blue Angels are going to be in Jacksonville for the NAS Jacks air show. It's the first time this air show has been done in 4 years now. The Angels, of course, the headliners, several other military and civilian aircraft there as well. And of course, your next chance to see the Angels here at home is coming up too. The homecoming air show happening November 11th and 12th at NAS Pensacola.
That's right. I saw that other guy that was that robbed the bank down the road. He was, caught a couple days later. It's kind of surprising that, a day or two after this other guy was caught, somebody else attempts the same thing in a different bank.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. These are so rare. And then to have two in the span of just a couple days is just bizarre.
Yeah, very bizarre. So, but it also might show the hardships that are starting to hit Americans too, though. They're starting to get a little bit desperate, and so you just never know. It's pretty tough times for some people out there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really, the major slowdowns are still going to be on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway. Eastbound direction is slow moving still due to construction on the bridge. Near the Pensacola Interstate Fair, we're looking good. Checking in clear on Mobile Highway as well as Pine Forest. So nothing to slow you down there, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Moving nicely. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Come up here next. Got a labor update for you as far as the labor market goes. What's it look like for unemployment claims this week compared to last week? What about continued unemployment? How's the job market looking overall? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So new filings for unemployment actually dropped about 20,000 last week. So it went up last week nationwide, but the main reason was because of the new filings here in the state of Florida because of Hurricane Ian. Now, the new filings in Ian are still up. There are 11,000 new filings this week here in the state of Florida, but overall that's less than what we had last week, so the overall filings have dropped. But what about continued unemployment? Well, the good news is even here in our state, we dropped the continued unemployment filings down about 1,800, which shows that people are still going out and getting jobs. So even though they got laid off, they were still able to find jobs this past week. So that's fantastic. Nationwide, like I said, we dropped about 20,000 new filings, but also nationwide, we stayed about the same. It was like 180 fewer continued unemployment claims, which is that sign of did they go get a job, you know? And so we did see some positiveness there. Now, when it comes to real estate, to the real estate market and to cars, their new report, used car prices dropped 10.4% in the first 15 days of October. That's the largest drop year over year since 2009 when it comes to used car prices. We're also starting to see a decrease in prices nationwide in real estate.
This is a Fox News alert.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got your weekend movie preview where I'll share with you my thoughts about the new DC Comics movie, Black Adam. And there's also a couple of things on streaming and on DVD and digital download to let you know about as well as we get ready for the weekend and your entertainment time for the weekend. So I'll have all that for you coming up at that point. There is, let's see here. Let me just go ahead and get into the top three stories here for you. So, January 6th committee has subpoenaed former President Donald J. Trump. We knew they were going to do it. They voted that they were going to do it. But now they've actually made it official, and they've called for him to come testify on November 14th, which could be setting up a legal battle because he may not want to do it and may try to sue and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see what happens with that. Canada's Justin Trudeau has announced a freeze on handgun sales and transfers, saying that fewer gun sales mean safer communities, just like South Chicago. And U.S. budget deficit plunges into $1.38 trillion as the pandemic aid unwinds. And so we've talked about these both extensively here. In the past. If you'd like to weigh in on those, text 850-437-1620. Hey, I just saw this as well. The Federal Reserve is going to raise the interest rate again another 0.75 point. So another 0.75% increase in the interest rate coming up on, could be as early as this week. Yep, but if not this week, it'll be sometime soon. So selling your house in a changing market is stressful. Right now might be the best time to get the most money before those interest rates increase again. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in Pensacola. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. And Christina is the only agent in town that will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it and you pay her absolutely nothing. She'll even put it in writing. And she can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars on marketing, generating demand. Right now, she has about 100 approved homebuyers looking and ready to buy. If you have a house, Christina may have the buyer for you right now. Her number is 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty.
Here's your sports hit.
High school football going to get underway here in about 20 minutes. Here's the teams playing tonight. Northview is going to Mariana. Gulf Breeze is going to Tate. Pine Forest is at Escambia County, or Escambia High, excuse me. Pensacola High School is hosting Lighthouse Christian. Washington High School went to Choctaw. Pensacola Catholic is at Monroe. Milton is going to Crestview. Navarre is hosting Pace. And last night, Graceville was going to play at Jay, but it was canceled, so they're playing tonight, and West Florida has the night off. Then in NCAA football, right now, Temple is leading Tulsa 7-0. That game is on ESPN2. Coming up at 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, University of Alabama Birmingham will be playing Western Kentucky. And the NBA is underway tonight. Right now, the New Orleans Pelicans are crushing the Charlotte Hornets 44-28. The Spurs over the Pacers 41-34. Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards is a pretty close game. The Bulls are up just up by two. And the game's just tipped off between the Atlanta Hawks and the Orlando Magic. And the Toronto Raptors against the Brooklyn Nets. Coming up any minute, we should get the tip-off between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat on ESPN. Then the late game on ESPN will be the Denver Nuggets against the Golden State Warriors. Then NHL hockey underway as well. The Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Florida Panthers. The puck just dropped in that one, but you can check it out on ESPN+. Then Major League Baseball, bottom of the first, Padres and the Phillies, still scoreless. That game's on FS1. That series is tied at one apiece. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll go ahead and get your... I'll give you the rest of your sports news, and then we'll get today's Sunday of the Apocalypse.
Well, our roads are looking good now. Our slowdowns on Highway 90 going into Pace have finally cleared up. You may still see some very slight slowdowns, just being cautious about the... construction going on, but just keep that in mind. Again, there is construction going on the Highway 90 Causeway getting into Pace from Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Really nothing to slow you down on Mobile Highway near the Pensacola Interstate Fair yet, but it's looking good right now, as well as Pine Forest Road. And there's also Gallery Night going on tonight. So expect some slowdowns if you are near downtown Pensacola, especially Palafox Place is going to be closed down, and we do have an accident reported just near that on Tarragona Street near East Chase Street. So keep that in mind. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. So in your sports news, before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, the Jets wide receiver Elijah Moore requested a trade earlier in the week. It was not granted, and now he's being deemed inactive for the game this week for the Jets. Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson is a game time decision with his hamstring injury, and Ravens running back Dobbins is undergoing knee surgery. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And big trade here today. San Francisco 49ers have acquired running back Christian McCaffrey from the Panthers, their star player going to the Panthers. Going to the 49ers for a pile of draft picks. The general manager just said in an interview just a little bit ago, Super Bowl. That's the reason why they decided to go for him. They feel like he can help them get to the Super Bowl this year. San Jose State's running back, terrible story here. Camden McWright has died today after getting hit by a school bus. He was riding one of those rentable e-scooters when he got hit in a crosswalk. And the Texas Rangers have hired Bruce Bochy as their next manager to replace Chris Woodward. And that is your sports hit right here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
The San Francisco Chronicle came out with a report that the city is planning to build a public toilet. Yes, this public toilet it's going to take about 150 square feet of space. That's it, 150 square feet of space. And it's going to cost a whopping $1.7 million. Yes. Apparently, this is only going to be one toilet. Wow. Okay. $1.7 million to build one toilet for the public to use. San Francisco, of course, is struggling with homelessness and public defecation. I don't know if you heard about that, but people are literally pooping in the streets and pooping on the sidewalks. Human feces while you're walking in San Francisco. And, in fact, there was a report in The Guardian back in 2018. This was the headline. Why is San Francisco covered in human feces? One city nonprofit turned old municipal buses into rolling showers and toilets to try to help with the problem. but they still need a prompt. So they need a public bathroom. So the city's going to go ahead and build one. 150 square foot space, not very big at all, just very, very tiny spot, just enough for toilet, essentially. $1.7 million to build it. Now the city officials are saying they might be able to do it for less, but they're just estimating 1.7 to make sure they'll be able to, make sure they'll have enough money allotted to make sure it's going to be able to be built on time. On time is 3 years. What the heck is going on? It'll take 3 years to build a toilet. Didn't take 3 years to build. Sheesh, it doesn't take $1.7 million. Man, I like this report from Yahoo News. Flushing money away. $1.7 trillion to build a single toilet. That's a good description. Coming up here next, we got your weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts on the movie Black Adam. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
This rainy day is temporary. The contrast is why we got them. The sun shining through is just a cloud. Way, 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 way. So what you blow?
Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, inmates in Santa Rosa County's correctional facility are now being given the chance to train for a new career once they get out of prison. More than 40 inmates right now in a program where they train to get a commercial driver's license so they can drive a truck after they're released.
Normally, as an inmate, when you get out, you're a convict and you're assumed not to want to do anything with your life and don't nobody want to hire you. But in CDL class, we're giving them a new drive. We're teaching them and training them that they can be somebody and do something with their lives.
And that is Keith Batchelor there. He is an inmate in the Santa Rosa County facility, but he's not only training in that program, he's actually training other inmates. He's a certified inmate teaching assistant. There's only 6 of those licensed throughout the state. Data right now is starting to show that more employers are willing to hire people with a criminal record because of the employee shortage.
Yeah, and we know there's a massive shortage of CDL drivers, and one of the biggest problems with recidivism, which is where they go back to jail, is they don't find gainful employment, so they get involved with criminal ventures in order to earn money. And so one of the biggest problems with recidivism is we got to make sure we have jobs for them to go to when they get out of jail, good paying jobs, and CDL drivers are good paying jobs. So that would be, I think that's a fantastic program right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It is Friday. Let's hit it.
Now
it's time for
a weekend movie.
Weekend movie preview. Big movie out this weekend, Black Adam. Now I got to admit, part of me was like, okay, why is he called Black Adam? Is it because he's supposed to be like a black guy, or is it he's dark, like evil Adam, what is the whole thing here? Nah, it has nothing to do with that. In fact, he's not even referred to as Black Adam until the end of the movie, pretty much. And so it's Teth Adam, actually. He was bestowed the almighty powers of the gods. Wait, what? Yeah, so this goes back 5,000 years to this ancient city called Kandak, where it's kind of a ancient Israel type of a scenario where the Jews were all slaves working for Pharaoh and everything. It's kind of that kind of scenario. And so one of the slaves decides to rise up and fight. And in doing so, the ancient gods gave him powers. How did they give him powers? Well, if you've seen previous DC Comics movies, and you've seen Shazam, well, that's how they do it. He's the first Shazam. And so they Shazam him, and he gets powers and fights the evil ones and, frees the city. Well, then he ends up getting entombed or whatever at some point later. And then 5,000 years later, the people of Kandak are oppressed again, and somebody summons Teth Adam to come rescue them. But the Justice Society, not the Justice League, the Justice Society, which comprises of Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Atom Smasher, and Cyclone, they feel like he's a threat to society because he doesn't belong there. So they go to fight him. So what do I think of it? So it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and the trailers make it show like it's this very dark, action-packed, serious film. It isn't. I'll give you more thoughts about it right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We are also checking in clear on Highway 90 in between Milton and Pace, as well as Pace to Pensacola. The causeway is moving nicely now. And nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 on Mobile Highway. This is right in front of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Nothing to really slow you down getting into the fair yet. You might see some slowdowns later tonight, as it is midnight madness tonight. And Gulf Breeze checking in clear, not seeing anything to slow you down on 98. Tiger Point, as well as Navarre, looking good on 98 as well. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So, Black Adam, if you've seen previous DC comics, they can be really dark, like Batman versus Superman, or like Justice League, the Snyder Cut. Or they could be like Shazam, where it seems campy and a little overly silly sometimes, but then at the same time where you're thinking, oh, this is so silly, this is so goofy, this is great for kids, and then all of a sudden a bunch of demons show up and eat people. And you're like, wait, what? This is way too dark for kids. That's Black Adam. It's got campy, goofy, silly things where oftentimes you're thinking, oh, this is for like 10-year-olds. And then all of a sudden they use an S word or an F bomb, and then all of a sudden they electrocute somebody to death and you watch it happen and you're like, okay, this is not for kids. So it's very confusing because it's like they try to take the recipe that Marvel does, where it's got a lot of action, but then they mix in a lot of humor at the same time, maybe like Thor Love and Thunder, stuff like this. But it's like they go too far with the action, and they go too far with the humor and the campiness. The humor and the campiness is meant more for kids, and the action is meant more for like serious adults who can hold their stomach. So I don't know. Overall, the story, I thought was a good story, but also it just jumped around too much. The dialogue I thought was terrible. The editing of it was just like you jump from this scene to the next scene. There was no good transitions in between them. It was like they were just trying to get to the action sequences. And I just felt like it was a choppy movie, and it could have been done better. That being said, it did also feel like they were just trying to rush through it so they could set up the next movie, per se. Yes, we got a text here that says, so is he going to fight Superman or not? Not in this one. That's all I could tell you. There is a bit of a setup where it looks like there might be something with Superman later down the road. Somebody said, well, I don't see any future Man of Steel's coming out. Well, they're trying to keep... DC is keeping things under wraps. There was a leak recently where, with Jason Momoa, where some fans had pulled up to a set and basically took pictures and video of Jason Momoa and Henry Cavill coming out of a studio. So it's kind of a spoiler. They're like, oh, so they are doing something with Superman at some point with Aquaman. They just haven't leaked it. It just happened to get busted by some fans who happened to be on set when they came out of the studio once. So there's some stuff out there. We just don't know what it's going to be. Once again, though, it just feels like DC missed the mark compared to what Marvel is able to do. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.